Welcome.
Hey, pause. Hey, freaking pause. I don't care.
Welcome. We're doing it live. That pause. No one pauses. Welcome to the Pop Music Podcast. Thank you for hitting the like button, hit the share button, and click on the power play button, okay? I don't give you the thing of 5 seconds, 2 seconds. I appreciate you. We love you. We're giving some all the nerdy elephants and stuff. We have a special guest today. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Sean Tostel, but I'm for Zoom here. You know, I'm known as Troll Collins. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, originally from Philly. And Terry and I met through a mutual friend of ours, and we was usually kind of just going back and forth on social media about all things nerdy.
Yeah.
All things nerdy. And you know, even some stuff that's out there that I might find a little I mean, I give my critique, but I never critique the person. That's the thing.
I like that.
I have no problem. A lot of people have issues with people critiquing stuff. And my thing is, I have no problem with people doing that because I do that myself. But you can't critique the people for liking it. Now, I can critique the studios for putting out bullshit. I can critique that.
Okay. All right. Benny, introduce yourself. This is my co-host, Sexy Benny.
I'm Dr. J. Blockham. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Mr. Vicious. Mr. Vicious right here.
Mr. Vicious.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
That's Mr. Vicious.
Don't get canceled, Tevin. Come on, man.
Don't do that. This is Bob Moore. This is J. Blockham. He's a slow guy. I love him. You're great. How are you?
I love you.
I'm all right.
I'm Sailor Games 18 everywhere. We're here to just get some friendship, good questions. We'll get to the nitty gritty of things. All right, first question. All right, give me five hot takes, five nerdy hot takes. That's good in your mind. You know, there's five nerdy hot takes.
Five nerdy hot takes. Okay, first one. Jason Momoa should never be an Aquaman.
Okay.
Or at least the way that he portrayed Aquaman should have never been a thing.
It's kind of like a lowball audition tape. It sounds like a lowball audition tape to me.
It literally does. And he would be much better suited for Lobo, I think, because Lobo's an awesome intergalactic dude, bro. And you can't play Aquaman as a dude, bro. You can't.
Maybe
Surfer, maybe laid back Surfer who gets high all the time, but not dude, bro.
Okay. No dude, bro. Okay. Damn. Okay. All right. What else we got?
The MCU was much better when it was just two movies a year. None of these TV shows.
Okay.
These action movies.
Tie-ins.
Two movies a year. Let people marinate on the last one for a few months, and then come to the next one. No TV shows or none of that crap.
Damn. I like that. That's not bad. That's not bad. Okay. That's not bad. You cooking.
Number three. There is a such thing as too much nostalgia.
Oh.
Like, okay. To me, nostalgia is good, but nostalgia should be taken, like, in moderation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got you. Don't be upset with it.
Some people are, like, a lot of us are now nostalgia junkies, and studios see that. So, instead of focusing on making great stuff based on existing properties, some stuff beats you over the head with nostalgia too much. There's stuff out there that doesn't, like Ghostbusters Afterlife doesn't, and even Spider-Man No Way Home, the producers of that movie, along with Feige, it was a balance. It's like, yeah, there's stuff coming back that brings back feels of nostalgia for fans of the Amazing Spider-Man movies with Andrew Garfield, fans of, Tobey Maguire's movies with Sam Raimi from back in the day. But it never got to the point where it was just too much. It was more of a balance there.
Okay.
You're cooking. Is that four or three?
Yes, four. Four. You got four. You four.
All right.
Four.
Five. I don't think that pro wrestling is as appreciated by the general population as it should be.
Oh, I'll give you that.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff in wrestling that sucks.
True, true.
But there's also a lot of stuff in pro wrestling that's really good. And just, before you even get into, like, the story aspect or characters, whatever, like, just at least pro wrestling in America should have more respect because of what these men and women do on a nightly basis as far as their physicality. Like, yeah, it's scripted and it's staged, but people can still get fucked up in pro wrestling really easily, actually.
Yes. Yes,
just,
yes, yes.
Okay. Just ask Big E. Ask, did Drozdov pass away, or is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Ask Drozdov, ask, you know, the Hart family, if you know, you know. And
Iron Claw, all that stuff, man.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Wrestling is crazy. Wrestling is a wild thing. That's what you're saying. Okay, we're gonna do nerdy music. Well, we know nerdy stuff. We got to know the real you, the real true, okay? The real true, okay? All right. Who is the most person, like, is there a person that you was like, damn, like, problematic people? All right, we talk about that all the time, artists, music, movies, Is there a person that you were like, damn, they did that ruined, like, your whole thing for you? Is there a person that you looked up to was like, you know what? Damn, that sucks that they did that. Like,
There's been stories going around about him throughout all show business for years.
Thank you. I knew he was weird.
I'm not surprised that he's clapping cheeks with McMill, allegedly. I'm not surprised that he paid off Cassie so quickly after that lawsuit came out. He paid her a day after it came out.
And he made a video the day after. He was like, I'm clear. I'm like, what the hell, bro?
There was no trial. There was no trying to fight the shit. Like, you know you fucked up when you don't even, you like, listen.
But
I think that was more not because he was scared of being caught with the allegations. I think at the time he was more scared of it coming out that he was probably bisexual. Allegedly.
Yeah. Bro,
it's like getting a rap game.
Yeah, I know, but like, bro, it's 2024, bro. Like, come on.
Still, rap is still, like, weird, man.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Tyler's, like, the only one that can, like, well, I mean, I don't know. Because Tyler was that weird scenario where he was, like, straight bashing gay people and then, like, turned out, okay, he was gay.
Yeah, it's dumb, like, if you're gay, just be like, who you are.
I know, but, like, yeah, those record studios, man, they're wild, man. They're wild.
I know.
And hip-hop is still, unfortunately, a lot of its foundation, like, its foundation is comprised of a lot of good things, like a lot of socio-political commentary.
Hell yeah.
A lot of just loving to have fun, a lot of great storytelling, but there's also a foundation there of sexism, misogyny, and homophobia.
Ooh,
and
that's true.
And everything that Diddy has done embodies all three of those. Well, two out of three of those things.
I like it.
Yeah, hey, but the good thing about hip hop, I think, right now is now we got the beef coming back. We got a civil war going on.
I don't even care about the beef. I really love it. It's like,
I love it.
Like, my thing is, why would Kendrick even waste his fucking time? He's on a whole other level than all those other artists that he's mentioned.
So what I think it's interesting to me is because I watched a whole video, I did not realize Kendrick has so many Grammys, and literally Cole has none. Cole got his first number one single with First Person Shooter Mode, which blew my mind. So guess who he teams up with? The biggest star in the world, Drake. And I didn't even know that the beef was that long, since like 2013. That was like slight disses, but you know what? I appreciate that because it brings out the creativity. And, you know, it's not about murder like it was back in the day.
Yeah. I'm just not a big guy. I appreciate him.
I'm not either.
No, same way. I appreciate him and think he will, you know what I mean? But sometimes he's just like weird.
He's so cultural.
He's so cultural.
He's weird. And approachable.
He did do blackface.
I think it's sexy red. The sexy red shit is weird, bro. I'm like, out of all the girls you want to be with, you're going to be with her.
Listen. I'm going to stop you right there. Oh, shit. I'm not a sexy red fan.
Right.
But I don't dislike her either. Like, sexy red, she connects with people in a way that not even Drake can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sexy Red isn't around the way hood girl. Sexy Red looks like you can easily run to her across the street in like Wilmington and like just kind of have like a quick conversation.
That's what Drake wants. Drake wants that.
But he'll never get it because a lot of hardcore hip hop heads. They don't like Sissy Red's presentation, but they at least have some level of, like, a little level of respect for her, at least.
Yeah.
Real hip-hop heads don't respect Drake at all, because, A, to them, and to myself as well, Drake sounds horny. Like, his flow just sounds terrible.
Like, on the chalkboard.
Number two, he's kind of low-key a groomer. From kissing an underage girl on camera through one of his shows. He's like 24. But the girl said she was 17 before he did it. So, and then he still kissed her on the lips, whatever the fuck.
Texting Billie Eilish when she was a teenager.
He was in Millie Bobby Brown's DMs for years. She was always talking about it. Like, it's alleged, so none of this next part is true. But I think they hooked up. I think he did somewhere. She was a teenager. But I'm glad she's not talking to him like that no more. She's marrying Bon Jovi's son, who's around her age, so I appreciate that.
Okay. Who are your favorite artists?
Right now, or do you want a Mount Rushmore?
Give me your top five right now.
Mount Rushmore.
Okay, number five right now. Fuck.
Terry Davis. Taylor Gaines.
No. Top five hip hop artists right now. I put Megan number five.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Meg gives a lot of. If you look past the twerking. But once you look past that, she very much gives off like Scarface vibes.
She's
a huge fan of Scarface. You know, she's from Houston, so that makes sense. Number four. I would probably put Cole, number four.
J. Cole? Okay.
Number three, I want to say Killer Mike, but Killer Mike is not of his era. People forget that Killer Mike in the South, Killer Mike ran the South for many, many years. Killer Mike's still great. Don't get me wrong. I love everything he does.
Killer Mike's
heyday to me was the 2000s. Like the pre Run the Jewels era.
Oh, okay. He can rap.
Number three of this era, I would say rest in peace, Nipsey.
Okay.
Number two, I put Kendrick.
Okay.
Number one for me is somebody that's not mainstream. I think she should be, but I don't think she ever will for certain aesthetic reasons. But Rhapsody. I think Rhapsody is the best rapper out there this era right now. Like, I think if you put her against anybody, she will cook them. The problem is she's not mainstream because she's a woman who, you know, doesn't dress sexy or provocative, which I have no problem with a hip hop dressing sexy and provocative. I think a woman in hip hop should be able to dress however the fuck she wants, but still have like her talent shine through. Right. But a lot of problem with the mainstream is it's not about talent anymore. It's just about personality now. See, back in the day, you had to have both. You couldn't have one without the other. Now it's all personality. It's all like who can go viral and stuff like that. So I think if you were to put Rhapsody in a dress in a music video and just have her start spitting, it would be a wrap for everybody of his era in hip hop, and they would have just all set their shit up. Maybe not Drake, because he's lazy and he does some other shit that's weird and keeps him distracted, but.
Nice. All right. Who's your favorite superhero?
Kevin, you froze for a minute.
All right, you froze for a minute. All right, what's your favorite superhero?
We get it. That's really great. We get in there.
There's a meme that someone made out of a part of Catwoman's interview with Shannon Sharp when he's talking about on Caper. He's talking about my Shannon Sharp was in the Broncos and they faced better teams and he still won. He's like, you know, on paper, you're a better team. Let's take the X-Men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put them against different superhero teams. On paper, the Avengers are a better team. On paper, the Justice League is a better team. On paper, the Teen Titans are a better team. When we get up to the line, that's when we get up to that line, that offense, that defense gets up to that line. That's when you see what who's really made of what. I'm gonna use this analogy for this past Super Bowl. On paper, the 49ers are a better team. Both times they faced the Chiefs, but they just didn't have the killer instinct and the testicular fortitude. The Chiefs team has on both sides of the ball, particularly offense. And plus, I have all reasons for hating the Niners. I'll get into them. If you know, just think the end of Color Purple and imagine Colin Kaepernick instead of Cooper and do the math.
Bam. Okay. Interesting. All right. So
the X-Men is my team. And
I like that.
I view the X-Men as that team that on paper is like, nah, they're not going to. But every single time, you know, they still deliver against teams that should be beating them. There's no way on paper that the X-Men should be beating the Avengers, but they figured out a way
to play
the hand of the belt.
I think they took the ball. X-Men would cook the whatever one. There's only one. I'm not even gonna be that guy, but it's fine. Sure, we can be that. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, if you got a hold of X-Men and Fantastic Four first, it would have been them first. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, all right. So your favorite team is X-Men, and your top five rappers. All right. Who is on your on your top five rappers? What role do you give them on the X-Men team?
Jesus. Okay. All right. I would put Rhapsody in. She'd be kind of like a time traveler, like Bishop.
Okay. Okay.
I would put Kendrick. I don't know where I put Kendrick. I guess I would make him more akin to like Beast.
Okay.
With Nipsey. Nipsey, to me, because of what he was trying to do before he died, as far as showing people with Crenshaw how to pull their money together and buy their blocks. As a tribute to that, I would make him like Multiple Man on the X-Force. Remember Multiple Man?
Yeah. Okay. Deep cuts. Okay. Yeah,
because, you know, somebody like Nipsey is still seen as very inspirational to a lot of people on the West Side, especially that South Central area. So by murdering Nipsey, really, as far as his ideals, you're just creating more. Like, the train's not going to just stop because you derail it at one station.
It's awesome.
All right. All right, who else did I mention? Fuck.
You said Megan Thee Stallion.
I didn't say I left Killer Man out because he's a different
guy. Okay.
But I said Megan. Who else did I say? Cole. Megan and Cole. Mm-hmm. Cole, I don't know. Cole would be, from the way he transitioned to being a bit ratchet to being conscious, he's more akin to Morph.
Okay.
And then I would just put Megan as Storm. Like, just give Megan a dialect coach for a Nigerian accent, and she's fucking Storm.
All right.
She got the physique. She got the look. Just work on her accent. And
Okay. All right. Here. Okay. So you said sports. All right. What sports do you watch?
I usually watch basketball, a little bit of hockey, and a lot of British football, real football. I call it soccer.
Football. Okay.
And college football. I just recently started watching the NFL again because one of my favorite coaches and someone who I think was really punished because of his support of Kaepernick, Jim Harbaugh, he's back in the league now. He's coaching for the Chargers.
Okay.
So
do you have a favorite team?
NFL team, it used to be San Fran. And then stop watching. Like, so that whole thing that happened years ago not only hurt me as a black man, but also hurt me as a Niners fan. Because I was a Niners fan my whole life up to that.
Damn. Okay.
But now it's Chargers because Jim Harbaugh, I love him so much. And the Eagles, only because I never hated the Eagles. But I am from Philly, and I feel like I like all these other Philly sports teams except the Eagles. Usually, but it's time for me to like embrace that part of my city's like sports scene. So
you got Saquon Barkley, baby.
I can, you know, I'm really surprised he went over there.
I mean, it is surprising, but also not, because like how disrespectful he got treated by management over there. They gave Danny Jones that fucking contract, and guess what happened? Hurt. Like, that guy got you to the playoffs that year. Not Danny.
The Giants haven't made a good decision since that last Super Bowl he won with Eli.
Yeah, that's 2012. Jesus Christ.
They have not made a good decision since then.
Wow.
Okay. And really, they haven't made that many good decisions, like, in the past 20 years. Outside of, like, getting Eli and actually, you know, building him up and stuff like that. I think the Giants got lucky to play the Patriots in that second Super Bowl, to be honest.
Okay. Nice. All right. Out of all the sports to watch, what do you think is the easiest to get into?
For me, it's always basketball. Because basketball, I mean, you can get injured in any sport, playing any sport, but basketball, it's the lowest. No, actually, no. I'll take that back. Baseball is the lowest margin for injury. But right underneath that, as far as lowest margin, is basketball.
Okay.
It's like the lowest margin for injury. But as you go from the sports, that margin for injury gets higher and higher. You know, football, real football, and American football, and hockey, I think being the most dangerous next to NASCAR, to be honest, next to NASCAR, you know, Formula One racing and stuff like that. Like, right underneath that, as far as danger, is hockey for me.
Nice. All right. Is there a sport that you like prefer? Like, you think is like, how do I say this? Like, prefer, like, which one do you prefer, like to see live action, like to see live?
The best one to watch live.
Yeah, for you,
probably baseball.
Ooh,
and that has more to do with nostalgia than anything else.
Yeah,
baseball's so awesome. As a kid, I really loved baseball. I mean, I like baseball now, but I loved baseball when I was like between the ages of like 4 and like 14. Like, baseball was like my shit. Like, baseball was second only to basketball in my mind.
And I
also grew up in an era where strikes were starting to happen, where the whole steroid scandal was starting to happen. You know, Sammy Sosa with the court bat.
Damn, you okay?
Yeah, so I grew up in that era. It was when and McGuire had just retired, like before all that started like piling down as far as the steroids and stuff.
Because like, baseball is really cool because it's for like 7 months of sports. So you can just go to a game. You don't have to wait 1 week. You don't have to wait every other day. Baseball is like for 7 months, bro. And like that era that you grew up in,
yeah,
best era, because like the ratings were skyrocketing. Everyone loved baseball. And I think like negating these players, like come on. Like how you said about wrestling, it's not appreciated. But guess what? In wrestling, there's no shame of taking, steroids. I mean, guess what? Steroids
We got there.
But guess what? Like, people like you and I, like, we're not going to be in baseball. Like, that's not a shot at anybody. We're just not built for baseball. Because baseball is hard as shit. Just because if you got all the muscles in the world doesn't make you a better hitter. Not make you a better hitter, bro. You have to make a 0.7 second decision. And just because everybody loved baseball back then, bro. You see those crowds then, and you see the crowds now. I mean, the crowds are getting better now, but it's no comparison, bro.
No, not at all.
Like, that
home run race was special. It was special enough that the original home run race between Maris and like trying to break Ruth's record and all that,
they made it
into a movie. Billy Crystal made an HBO movie about that.
Roger Maris, man, he was like, he felt the pressure, the weight.
Just
like, goddamn, because he got hated on when he broke the record.
That's why I had that asterisk
there. Yeah, but that's fucked up, bro. And then, like, when McGuire broke the record, like, Maris's family, they were so happy. I was like, bro, like, that was a whole different era, man. Like, that shit was so special.
Barry Pepper did a really great job playing Maris.
Yeah?
Really great job.
Oh, man.
Baseball was so cool.
Whatever happened to Barry Pepper? Where'd he go? I remember in like the late 90s through mid 2000s, he was in every other movie, and then he just like vanished.
That is weird. Huh, that's interesting. Damn. All right, what's your favorite baseball movie?
This is one that doesn't get brought up a lot. You always hear about The Sandlot. You hear about Field of Dreams. Some people will talk about Major League or Bull Durham, but I think Rookie of the Year. Being a 10-year-old kid, playing Major League Baseball, and as a pitcher, no less, the most pressure-filled position in all of baseball. And plus, it gave me a respect for the Cubs. Because I just felt so bad for that franchise after watching that movie. Like, damn, I can't even get close to a playoff run. That shit sucks.
Dude, that 2016, oh my God, I was so happy when they won.
I was so happy for them.
Yeah. I loved Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, And it's so crazy because, like, baseball does that. They'll go back to the record books and change stats. So, like, they changed his to, like, 2,998. So, he needed two more because they consider one, like, an error or some shit, a couple of them. But, I mean, also Moneyball, for the simple fact that, like, that book and that movie changed baseball for whatever, good or bad. Because, like, now, like, it's all analytical. And, like, it kind of sucks. But like, I get why certain teams should use that method, but I think that entire thing destroyed the entire franchise of the Oakland A's, and I feel bad for that fan base, bro.
Man, listen, like, that's the only sports team Oakland's got left.
Well, no, it's leaving. This is the last year there.
What? Are they going to Vegas?
Yeah, no, yeah. They already approved the lot. They already approved the move.
So, wait, are they moving to Vegas or are they moving somewhere else?
No, no, it's going to be Vegas. They already have the stadium, like, outlined already. But it sucks because after they leave the Coliseum this year, for the next 2 years, they're going to be playing in the minor league stadium. And I think in Puerto Rico, I think.
God damn.
So, yeah, because like it's like the stadium is going to be fucking expensive. It's going to be right on the strip, too, in Vegas. I don't know. I feel bad for Oakland people, man.
Yeah. Well, if y'all want to play me in Super Mega Baseball 4, I have my own created league that has an Oakland team, but an Oakland Cobras.
Oh,
they have Oakland A's colors. Oh. That's the closest thing to an Oakland team that you're going to get after this year.
Oh, I know, man.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay. All right. This is great. This is great. I'm loving the baseball. I'm loving all the sports talk. This is great. Nerds likes football. And I like it. I love it so much. Okay. If your teams weren't your teams, who would your teams be?
Oh, man. Why you got to say that? I feel so sports?
Yeah, like for sports. Like,
that's a really weird question, man.
I love when like people just think about other teams and how they play and how they like. Oh, we can beat them because I think it's dope.
I mean, since my girlfriend's from Minnesota, maybe the Vikings. She's not a sports fan at all, so she doesn't give a shit. But her sister is a diehard fucking Vikings fan. You can't tell her different. If you even start singing Fly Eagles Fly, she loses her shit. And it's like...
Vikings, man. They're a heartbreaking team.
But it's like, I was talking to her about a few weeks ago. I'm like, you know, talking to the sister. I'm like, listen, at least you don't got to worry about having bum-ass Kirk Cousins on your squad anymore.
Yeah. And they still got Justin Jefferson.
Now he's in Atlanta. So I feel bad for Atlanta too, man. They had that Super Bowl in the bag.
Matt Ryan has two of the
fucking
greatest collapse of all time.
Like, the only thing that's worse than that is the Bills going to Super Bowl 4 times and losing all 4 times. That's the only thing that's worse.
And that missed kick this year, heartbreaking.
I feel so bad for that franchise. I want Jim Kelly to live to see the Bills win a Super Bowl. I want the Bills to win a Super Bowl before that man passes away. That's what I want to see.
Well, you got Josh Allen for a few more years.
I don't mind if like the Bills win a Super Bowl and he passes away right afterwards. I just want him to live to see the Bills win a Super Bowl. Like that is my like my 5-year wish for the NFL. It's great. It can happen. No.
Mm-hmm.
4 straight years losing. Ugh.
Oof. And twice to the Cowboys.
And the only time they could have won
like
was
the
that
90s, time. Like the 1990s coke sniffing hard partying Cowboys.
While the Cowboys were like that? Damn. I mean,
they were a great team, but
it was wild.
If you see Troy Aikman, you could tell he did coke.
Deion
Sanders coke.
Well, Deion Sanders admitted to that, so he isn't good shit. But he's always been about that bread. That's why that whole move to Colorado from Jackson State when he was coaching did not surprise me. People were mad at him because like, how could you move and forget about the HBCU? And I'm like,
he wants some money, man.
I see what you're saying, and I agree with what they're saying. But at the end of the day, Deion has always shown us and told us that he's just all about the paper. The dude wrote and recorded a song called Must Be the Money. That fucking giveaway.
This is crazy. This is crazy. Of course, it's crazy.
I think he had just got to the Niners when he made that song. He's been telling us his whole career that he's all about that bread. He was all about that bread for the Falcons, all about that bread for the Braves, Niners, Cowboys and whoever he's coached for. He's always been money first.
Nice. Okay.
I gotta get some. All right. So we got a lot of things coming out. What are you watching and what are you reading? What you loving right now?
Well, the last movie that I watched and that I really loved was Godzilla Minus One.
That movie was heavy.
I want to see Kong versus Godzilla. Godzilla is Kong because of how great Minus One was.
Listen here, look. I just want to see two big meaty monsters slapping meat. That's all I want, okay? That's all I'm bumping meat. That's all I want to see. What are we doing here?
True. Hey, we ain't pausing, bro. We live. I want to see two meaty monsters slapping meat. That's all I want to see. Minus One is an all-time classic. That is a fucking classic.
That deserved all the accolades that was coming its way.
I give it that. Okay, so the Oscars. How you feel the Oscars? The Oscar wins. The Oscar wins.
Well, before that, the last thing I have watched is Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire.
How's that?
I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Oh, so you just like, okay, stop now. You should stop now. You can stop making it.
You should stop. I'm gonna tell you why I didn't like it. Why I didn't love it? The trailers really made you believe that then almost the whole movie was gonna be like that. That it was going to be like a riff on like disaster movies, which is something that they never done on Ghostbusters before. So I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. But
slight spoiler, it didn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was only like that for like maybe the last 15, 20 minutes.
Jesus.
Wow. What the fuck?
Basically, the first two acts were okay, but they really beat you over the head with nostalgia like too much. And I'm like,
okay.
But the third act literally saves the whole movie.
Okay. Well, Ghostbusters.
Like, I would have done some things a little differently. Like, not have it take place in New York at all. Like, have it take place, like, somewhere like England. Like London. Because if you remember the old Ghostbusters cartoon, the real Ghostbusters, which was my introduction to the Ghostbusters as a kid. They every so often they would travel internationally to handle some shit.
I was like, okay, we're cooking. It's good.
It's an opportunity to do that. Introduce a couple villains from the cartoon and have them in real time. And hell, even have a cameo from Eddie Murphy that would make sense. Because you know Eddie Murphy was originally supposed to be in Ghostbusters.
I didn't know that.
He was originally supposed to be Venkman.
Shit,
but he because I think I forget what happened, but he basically kind of just faded out of that and went to do Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, I remember Aykroyd, Murray, and Eddie Murphy were all in SNL together at one point.
Right. Okay.
So, like, you could finally give Eddie Murphy opportunity to do some Ghostbusters shit for once, if you would want to do it,
like
maybe have him play Weston's brother or something, and his strange brother that was a Ghostbuster for like 3 months and was like, fuck this shit, you know, I'm gonna produce music or some shit.
Okay. I got a lot of questions. Hold on. All right. So Oscar. All right. What did you think? I gotta know.
I'm gonna start with animation first. I love Miyazaki. I do. And I'm glad that he finally won something. Like that studio finally won an award for best animated across Spider-Verse should have won.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. The chase scene in Nueva York. You have 30 different styles of animation in one big ass scene. Come to find out, it took Sony Animation 4 years to produce just that one scene.
Oof.
Or fucking years. 30 different styles of animation in one big ass fucking sequence that was only like 7 minutes long. Miyazaki is Miyazaki. Miyazaki has been well established, great standard. When you see a movie directed by Miyazaki, you know what you're going to get. What you're not going to get is what we got in Across the Spider-Verse, which you could say apples and oranges, but it's far beyond the realm of possibility for even a studio like Miyazaki, like Studio Ghibli. Okay. Like just that scene alone in Across the Spider-Verse, it should an Oscar for that.
I want Turtles. I
like no, Turtles. Turtles is not going to win. The Turtles will never win an Academy Award. This is not going to happen.
It's coming. Okay?
Bro, like, you also said Blue Beetle is going to be $1 billion, and it didn't.
Wait a minute. Okay,
I already knew that. Like,
time out. All right, that's not their fault. Okay. They put their money in the flash.
I mean, most of that is not their fault. You're right. But
also,
okay,
they did not believe in it.
No, it is but it wouldn't have breached billion anyway.
No,
if they had put the right push stuff behind it, right no. behind it, they would have gotten a billion. They could.
Even with that, it wouldn't have gotten a billion.
No,
it would have probably got about 750 million.
I think
is really good. People think that because of fucking the Avengers back in 2012.
Yeah.
People think just because a movie hasn't made over $1 billion that it means that it wasn't successful. No. $750 million, even in this day and age, is still successful.
It's still good. That's what I'm talking about. It's still good. Like,
yeah, but
like,
even remember the Justice League movie made $600 million, it was deemed a failure because like its budget was like what, 200, and you have to make 3 to 4 times.
Right, because of
advertising
crazy.
And things
that
like that.
That was crazy. That's still crazy.
I've seen billion-dollar movies that were trash.
Oh yeah. Most Marvel movies.
I can name you two right now.
What? Don't say it.
Aquaman, trash.
Okay.
It looked like the coolest video game I never played, which is
that's
great.
Crazy.
I came to watch a movie. I came to the theater to watch a movie, not to play a video game.
Okay, what else? What?
Venom.
The first one made a billion. Yeah, because of Japan. Japan likes Skyrim.
My thing is this, and that, it has nothing to do with Tom Hardy's performance, because I actually like his performance.
Mm.
But everything else about that movie is just too campy for me, and it was no Spider-Man.
That's the issue I think he's going through right now. If Venom the Last Dance doesn't have any Spider-Man in it, that's crazy.
I want to see Andrew Garfield. Like if I hear that Andrew Garfield shows up in that movie, I might consider.
Well, we don't know nothing about that movie.
We don't know nothing about that movie.
He shot that joint on low. He was in his No Way Home outfit. So we'll see.
Like
that's all we know.
Yeah, like if the movie comes out and I hear anybody say, "Oh shit, Andrew Garfield!" Yeah, I'm like,
right. Fuck, they're probably gonna
see him. He's my favorite live action Spider-Man.
I respect you.
And I think the flowers that he's getting now, he should have gotten them back in 2014. Because all that happened with Sony without Amazing Spider-Man to return, that was not his fault.
He got treated like Hayden Christian for Vader. That's how he got treated.
He got treated worse.
Spider-Man.
You gotta remember, Hayden Christensen was being treated like shit. Plus, Anakin Skywalker isn't as beloved as fucking, you know, Peter Parker. Let's just put that out there. Number two, the internet and social media and all that was not what it was.
Yeah.
Christensen was catching his hell.
Yeah.
But he would have got hell too if it was now modern day. I'm so happy the 180 switched now.
Yeah. He told me it's Sonic. Word on the street. That's word on the street.
He's supposed to be what?
A shadow of Sonic. Word on the street. Word on the street.
I still got to watch the first two. I watched part of the first one. It was really good. It was on me and my girlfriend were in Minneapolis for my birthday. And in our hotel room, saw the first time that they come on. I think it was Nickelodeon. It was actually kind of cool. I was like, I dig it. So I got to finish watching the first one. I got to watch the second one. I will not be watching the Knuckles TV show.
I don't like Knuckles a lot. Knuckles is my nigga.
Knuckles is my favorite. Well, I think Knuckles deserves his own movie.
Fuck
the TV show. Give him just a movie.
Okay.
I think we'll get a lot of shit. We'll get a lot of crazy video game shit. That's crazy. But yeah, I'm just okay. Interesting take. I like it. Okay. What are you listening to?
What are you listening to?
Right now, I started listening to Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's new album. The country album just came out yesterday.
The mixing and the sound is godlike. Okay. Got some Willie Nelson on it. It's great.
When she dropped the singles, It Ain't Texas and fucking 16 Carriages. Like, I like the fact that Beyonce is shouting out and pointing people out to black country artists. Because they're not mainstream right now, except maybe, Terrius Rucker? And
Kane Brown? Kane Brown, he has.
No, Terrius Rucker and Jimmy Allen, but Darius Rucker, I was never into Hootie and the Blowfish, so I'm not really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Allen sounds like more of the whole, old country, red, white, Toby Keith bullshit.
I'm cool on that.
But if it weren't for Beyonce putting out those singles and talking about those black artists, I would never know who Raina Roberts is. Mm. I would never know who Shaboozy is. Just to name a couple of, they're not mainstream, but they're really good and they have sizable fan bases. Like Shaboozy straight up, he took hip hop and he took country and he took R&B and just kind of just melted it into one genre. So I appreciate that.
Right. Okay. Question. All right. Well, now we turn the tables on you. What question do you have for us?
All right. What was the first comic you remember picking up as a child? Tevin. Actually, Tevin and Betty, I'll ask you both.
It was Ultimate Spider-Man. In the Borders.
Borders. CB.
Borders.
You're big.
Borders. Borders. Ultimate Spider-Man. It was with Storm. It has Storm. I have a comic. Storm. Black Widow on the cover.
Oh, man.
God. That takes me back. But when that particular hard paperback came out, I was in college. It was my first year of college when that shit dropped. When Ultimate Spider-Man, the first arc dropped for just Spidey, I was going to my senior year of high school.
Oh.
Shit. Ultimate Spider-Man was some read. I like, fuck. Okay, that's Kate. That is Kate. Yep. What about you, Lenny?
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead is fire. Walking Dead is fire.
I was like, this is cool zombie shit.
I like the comic better than I like the movie. To be honest. Oh, not the movie, show. Be honest.
Oh, yeah. So one of the two comic books that made me cry at the end. Beautiful, man. Oh, God.
I think the first comic I remember picking up as a kid. I'm a big Superman fan, as you can see here, my shirt with Bizarro Superman going at it. But
yeah. I like it.
The first comic I remember reading, it was a Spider-Man comic. And it was, I don't know if it was the first appearance of this villain or another appearance, but it was one of the times where he fought Grizzly. I remember he fought Grizzly out in the mountain somewhere on top of a train or some shit. And it was like the wildest shit. There's like this big buff dude in a fucking bear suit. And I thought it was like the scariest shit ever. I'm like, why would somebody wear a fucking bear suit? I'm like, 3-year-old me who had questions. I'm like, he looks like a bear. Like, why? Why is he chasing this dude that has spider webs on his fucking costume? Like, why? Like, it made no sense to me at the time, but at the same time, like, it was cool when I was 3 years old. So it was like...
Yeah,
and then I watched the Christopher Reeve Superman first one. Ooh-wee. Shortly after I read a Spider-Man comic, and it just got to
that's what started. That's how I do it.
And around that time, that movie was still fresh in people's minds. Mm. You know, because you figure, I was born in 83, so about 86, I'm almost 4, so about 86-ish, I'm discovering all this.
Okay.
So the Christopher Reeve Superman, his first movie, hadn't been out that long. And part 4 hadn't even come out yet. I wish it didn't, but that's a whole other story all the time. But yeah, I was discovering all this stuff in fandom, like comics and sports, and I started getting into Star Trek heavily around that time. And this is pre Next Generation, so like by the time Next Generation came out, I'm like, what the hell is this? Where Hulk is that?
All right. I love that. We'll wrap this up now. We can wrap.
Oh, man.
You have to come back. I got something special.
On the socials, I am Troll Collins on Twitter. I am Skill Collins on Instagram because it wouldn't let me use Trill.
Yeah.
Fucking Zuckerberg. Okay. And if you ever go on the Tevin's Facebook page, my real name, Sean Tostel, you can find me through him.
Yeah.
I really wanted to tell y'all about how I would have done the Marvels differently, but
damn. Oh, well, all right. That I will say. I had that shit written down.
Like, all my notes. All my notes. We never got to.
I was like, I want to get to know Sean. I got all this shit in my life.
I wanted to break down how I would have turned it into like a Thelma and Louise on the Run type movie with Carol. With Carol and Monica. I mean, like, Kamala would be here now, but in a different way.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Yeah. I will send you another time. Yes.
Yeah. That's it. And okay. You know. So okay. Yeah, I'm just lover of nerd stuff. Postal worker. All
right. Hell yeah.
Law student. I'm in my fourth semester of law school right now. I'm about to go
that's do awesome. Things
to get off here. Yeah. She's fucking hard. I'm trying to be paralegal though. I'm not a lawyer because. If I'm going to be a lawyer, then that means I have to take the bar at some point. I'm not going to do that. It's too fucking hard and it costs too much damn money. I'm not
going to. Yeah, fuck that. The rent's too damn high, bro. The rent's too damn high here in Delaware.
Shoot, listen, to take the bar, it costs as much as like 3 semesters of school. I'm not doing
that. Jesus Christ.
And there's no loan to take the bar. There's no loans for that.
You have to pay it outright.
You got
to
come out of pocket.
Oh, fuck that.
You got to be in court and present. I just want to just do the research, lay it all out, draw out some legal documents, and go the fuck home.
Right, I feel you. That's the thing. Benny, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Benny J Blanco and then on the Twitter at the Benny J Blanco. What about you, Sailor Games?
At Sailor Games 18, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. Well, not on TikTok eventually soon. But you can find me at your mom's house. I'll be there. I'll always be there. I love you. I love you guys. Trill, yo, we gotta hear that Marvel's pitch, Redux.
Oh man, it's great.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it, man.
Peace out, everybody.
Hit the like button, spirit. Take it easy, bro.